Welcome back to West Kent Radio. As we continue our conversation with Joe Roddick, president of the Soroptimist International, we're looking beyond the 80-year history to the impact that work has had and the challenges and opportunities that lie ahead. Here's the second part of our conversation.
How far do you think women have come in the public since the organization was founded in the 1940s?
Well, we have come a long way, really,
that's for sure,
in a sense, but there's still a way to go. I mean, there are, I think, 44% of MPs are women. So we haven't quite got parity. The great-granddaughter or granddaughter of Emmeline Pankhurst, Helen Pankhurst, has a project going, Centenary Action, and her aim is that by 2030, we do achieve parity, because that, of course, is the centenary of universal suffrage. And so we keep going. Unfortunately, there's, 11 out of the 27 cabinet members, as it stands at the moment, are women. So not bad, but needs more.
How would you like other women to get involved? It's an incredible amount of things that you have already accomplished, but the sky's the limit.
We welcome any woman who wants to get things done. We're very proud of the fact that we get things done, and who's willing to work with other people to collaborate and achieve goals, has ideas about how, about what to aim for, how to go about it, and we are ready to listen. And so we welcome any.
As I reflect, I was just wondering, if the founders were here today, what do you think they would be surprised about the most?
Well, the way communications have actually been transformed is monumental. And so the whole digital landscape, that would be completely bewildering, I should imagine. But I suspect that they might be a bit disappointed, because before the internet and everything, the idea was that better communication was going to lead to more close working in different parts of the world, better understanding of each other, to bring people together. And of course, unfortunately, bad actors have got involved and it's causing more division. I mean, I'm now in my 70s, but I listen to women in their 30s, 20s and 30s. And some of the stories are the ones that I was telling 50 years ago. You know, so we have made enormous progress, yes, but there's a way to go. And unfortunately, I think whilst the internet, social media is an enormous enabler, it's also made it easier for the people who think that gender equality, job done, and it's gone far enough, to create a backlash. And to it has become a way of weaponizing gender, and in a way that could never be thought of 30 years ago, which is, and I think they would be probably quite horrified, I think.
Well, with that said, in the next 80 years, what would you want the Soroptimist to be known for?
I think to work to improve the extent to which women are educated, the extent to which they have the mindset which says, I'm entitled to feel safe. I'm entitled to be equal. It's not a privilege. It's an entitlement. So trying to create through example and through determination, collaboration to work to achieve that, I think, would be the major goal. Because unless, and also to work with men, which I'm beginning to try to do, work with men so that they understand where women are coming from, women understand where men are coming from. Because, to say that there are two different sides to it is wrong. We need to talk more to each other in a meaningful way, because we know that although there is an awful lot of violence against women, most of which, not all, but most of which is perpetrated by men, but there is a great chunk of the male population who just don't quite understand why we feel disadvantaged, because they've had privilege all their lives. So that it's taken for granted. It's something that just is normal, and is a greater level of understanding. So I think those are the things that I would want and will continue to push as long as I can.
We do have a long way to go, that's for sure, but we're getting there. Jill, if listeners can take away just one thing from this conversation, what would you like them to remember about this Soroptimist International?
That we get things done.
We get things
we
done.
We can make a difference.
Well, I can say that things have been done and things are going to get done. Thank you very much for your time.
Okay. Thank you. And thank you for giving me the opportunity to talk about something that I care deeply about.
That was Jill Ruddick, president of the Soroptimist International. What strikes me most from our conversation is the sheer breadth of the difference the Sorotomists have made for over 80 years, from supporting women within our local communities to influencing national change and working internationally to improve opportunities for women and girls. And perhaps Jill captured it the best. They get things done, and they make a difference. 80 years of extraordinary achievements, but it's also a reminder that progress doesn't happen by itself. It happens because people care, collaborate, and take action. Congratulations to the Soroptimist International on 80 years of remarkable achievements. And here's to the difference they will continue to make for the generations to come. I'm Mona Chenet. You've been listening to West Kent Radio.